Well, so what's the future hold? What's the next step? What do you see as assuming the uptake is going to continue to accelerate, and we're going to see more people gravitate within the enterprise to infrastructure as a service, and people gravitate more towards potentially platform as a service. What do you think the future looks like for cloud?
Great question. It's hard to be accurately prescient, but some things that I see happening right now that are evolving is sort of inside enterprises. One thing that's happening right now is that those organizations are starting to have a hard time actually building out private clouds internally. So I think we're going to see some folks inside the enterprise look to outsource a private cloud. And what that means is that's sort of what I would refer to as an external private cloud or a dedicated cloud. What that means is they're going to some of these providers like a Rackspace and saying, I want all the on-demand capabilities of an EC2 or a Rackspace cloud, but I want it just to be my own. I don't want to share it with anybody else, and I'm willing to pay a premium for that. And that way I can get around some of the security and other hoops that don't allow me to use the Rackspace cloud today. Mm-hmm. So I think we're going to see that start to get a lot more traction this year as a way to get around both, the challenges that enterprise IT has and also the security requirements and governance requirements that the organization as a whole has. With SMBs, traditional SMBs, I think it's really going to be interesting. You're going to see a lot more folks trying to deliver software as a service and similar kinds of applications to them this year, where they don't need to know it's called cloud. All they need to know is it solves their problems, right? And it makes IT even easier, and it gets rid of that desktop under the desk that's running their practice management software. Mm-hmm. And with startups, I think it's just we're going to start to see, in some ways you can already see this. There's a cloud that launched called OpSource, and OpSource traditionally had this sort of hosted software as a service model where people could come in and they would sort of manage your software as a service application for you so you could focus on just the application. And they've moved to a model where they've actually got an on-demand cloud because their customer base was starting to say, look, we can go to EC2, we can go to Rackspace. We still don't want to manage our cloud, but we want more of that on-demand nature, right? So they're trying to, continue software as a service is trying to continue to move from having to manage platform or infrastructure. They just want to manage the application, and so they want those bottom layers taken care of for them. So I think we're going to see more and more of that movement for the folks who already have software as a service, just getting rid of those underlying layers that aren't core to their business. Mm-hmm.
Do you think any of the adoption is going to be driven by the devices themselves, more mobile devices? I mean, clearly the iPhone and I would say maybe the Android Nexus One, really brought true mobile computing to your hand. And you've got these, the iPad coming out, which I really like. I think one of the reasons the iPhone was so successful is it really simplified using a computer, so even my mom could use it. And it seems like they're going that same way with the iPad, is, take away the concept of the computer and just focus on the user experience and not as much on where the file is and the file system and that kind of stuff. Do you think that these devices are in some way going to drive cloud adoption, or is that sort of a reach?
No, I mean, I think that there's no doubt. I mean, there are 1.5 billion people connected to the internet at the moment. And so that leaves another 3.5-4 billion to be connected. And those aren't going to be computer sales. Those are going to be handheld devices that are, in that $200 or below price point. And, it just seems like a no-brainer. I mean, one of the things about the way I always think about sort of cloud computing is sort of one piece of the puzzle of a bunch of mega trends that are all related to the internet. I mean, you think about sort of that first wave of businesses that got up and running on the internet, and they all tried to bring old business model and old ways of doing things off the network to the party. And that just didn't work out. Nobody wanted to go to that party. But the new party is everybody's connected all the time. And, you know, it's sort of Internet 2.0, if you really think about it, has all these different things happening. You know, there's the Web 2.0 and social networking sites, there's cloud computing, and there's these mobile devices that are, you know, always on, always connected. I mean, I went to London on vacation over Christmas, and I made a promise to myself to try to not use my iPhone in order to disconnect as much as possible, and it was incredibly difficult. You know, it just... You know, how do you get around in a huge city like London if you don't have a map? How do you, you know, find a good place to eat if you can't look it up on Yelp or, you know, some of these other sites? And I was astounded at how hard it was to unplug, because the device had just become a way that a critical tool that I used to get things done in my personal life.
Yeah, it sounds like you may need one of those Chinese internet addiction camps. I'm the same way. I mean, I literally cannot even be disconnected now. I start to twitch if I can't you know, check email or you know, pop into friend feed or something like that. I think it seems to me that a lot of the ubiquitous connectivity that we have now, you know, in computing, is driving the need for this scale that we've never seen before. And, you know, that's why moving to the cloud and moving to these virtualized infrastructures is it's a necessity. We're going to have to do it.
Yep. I don't see any way around it.
Well, Randy, thank you very much. I think we have really covered a lot, and hopefully anyone who listens to this would feel like they understand what the cloud is a little bit better. I really appreciate your time, and hopefully we'll speak again soon.
Thanks, Chip. I had a great time. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this installment of the Intellum podcast. If you'd like to listen to additional episodes, submit comments, or learn more about the series, you can find us on the web at www.intellum.com.